Outside the mission of Hope in Cedar Rapids, the temperature is in single digits. Inside, the kitchen is warmed by steaming dishwashing water. It's just past lunchtime, and Mount Vernon High students are helping clean up. They're enrolled in a social justice class that has taken them out of their traditional classrooms and onto city streets. 18-year-old senior Nicole Margheim says it's been quite an experience.
It's been really eye-opening to be somewhere where people look different, people talk different, people have different experiences, because we all come from the same place in Mount Vernon. So it's refreshing.
The Mount Vernon School District is a rarity in Iowa. It offers a so-called J term during January for high school students. It's a 12-day break from normal academic activity so students can pursue a number of other interests, anything from filmmaking to automobile maintenance. English teacher Lee Ann Erickson thought, in an age of income inequality, it would be valuable to offer a class on social justice. 28 students signed up. The class explores race, poverty, and the prison system in America. Erickson says the most meaningful lessons come when students go out to meet the people directly touched by these issues.
If we don't spend time with people who are different than us, if we don't get to know people who are different than us, then by no fault of our own, we become afraid of people who are different than us. And it is that fear that leads to anger. And I think it's that anger that leads to injustice.
As part of the class, students have prepared and served meals at Mission of Hope. They've started food and clothing drives at their school. They visited the African American Museum in Cedar Rapids, and they've met a range of people from ex-cons to hip-hop artists. This style of hands-on learning may very well have changed the course of 16-year-old junior Alyssa Maddox's life.
It's really inspired me to grow up and to help these people, and I've decided that I really want to be involved with the psychological aspect of this, and just to grow up and to help people like we're helping them.
The young people are even compiling material for a book. They're titling it Humans of Cedar Rapids, modeled after the popular series of essays and photographs called Humans of New York. With video camera in hand, they simply approach people they don't know and start asking questions. For 17-year-old junior Bailey Priborski, the project has been revelatory.
We listen to people's stories, and every time I'm surprised by what I'm told. I never expected all these people to have such deep pasts that I would never have guessed of when I first met them.
Back at school in Mount Vernon, the students meet with local spoken word poet Christian Roth and rapper Carlos Sims. They urge the young people to write about what they saw at Mission of Hope. Alyssa Maddox reads from one of the resulting poems.
People walk through the line thanking us for putting food on their plates, when food on your plate should be a right guaranteed to every person. You are more than the worst thing that has happened to you. People judge you based on your appearance. People see your appearance, but they don't take the time to know your personality. You are more than the worst thing that has ever happened to you.
Alyssa says she has just one regret about the class in social justice. 2 weeks was too short a time. As for teacher Leanne Erickson, she says watching her students engage with people who are less fortunate has made her stronger and braver. In Mount Vernon, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
But we should be thanking them for their strength. You are more than the worst thing that has ever happened to you.